First of all, I will read one stanza that by mistake I think I've left out in my other video. This is stanza number 127. It's a very important stanza. I think I actually said something about this before, but the actual stanza, it seems I have not read. The stanza is, "This very thing is pleasing to the Buddha's hearts and perfectly secures the welfare of myself. This will drive away the sorrows of the world, and therefore it will be my constant work." So now this in Tibetan reads like this. So this is about the result, you know, by serving all the sentient beings, by helping all the sentient beings, by being a good friend and close and kind and compassionate to sentient beings, you know, what good will that bring to me and others? So in short, in summary, this is it. This is something that will completely and undoubtedly please all the enlightened beings. All the, you know, enlightened beings. If you believe in a God, it will be the one to help, to make him or her pleased with you. If there are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, certainly this will be the way to please them, because they don't need anything for themselves. So only thing they desire most is to help all the sentient beings. And if you are doing that, then you would be doing the best thing they want. So therefore, you know, their purpose will be served. So therefore, it pleases them. It also pleases all the positive beings, you know, gods and goddesses, if you want to say, according to certain cultures, there are lots of gods and goddesses and positive beings, so you please them too. And not that alone. You know, when you, this we talked a lot already, so I don't want to repeat too much, but I think this is something you cannot repeat enough, because this is what we need really to deeply understand and deeply get into our system. When you help other people, when you help sentient beings, or you serve, if you use the word that Shantideva wants to use, or Buddha wants to use actually, is not only to help them. Of course it will help them. If you try to help somebody, it will help them. And when you are able to help somebody, you feel good about it also, you know, because you feel that your life is purposeful, your life is meaningful. Not only that, he says, they really, if you want to do something really useful, meaningful, completely, you know, helping yourself in a big way and real way and long way, long-term way, that's by serving sentient beings. Because through that, you will create positive karma, and then you have positive life. Through that, your positive qualities will increase, like compassion, kindness, wisdom, and, you know, all positive things will happen. And so therefore it will actually lead you to complete Buddhahood, complete enlightenment. So therefore, from being, you know, because whatever positive things you do, it comes back to you. You are the one who actually gets the most benefit. So therefore, from short, small, you know, you can't say small, but you know, short-term benefits in this life to complete long-term benefits. So if you really want to do something helpful to yourself, it's by serving sentient beings. And this is what His Holiness the Dalai Lama often says, you know. If you want to help yourself in a very intelligent way, then you have to be kind and compassionate and serve sentient beings. That's what it is. This is the one through which you can actually transform the world. To make this world into a better world. If you want to do something like that, if you want to transform the world, this world, the human world, you have to try to be kind and serve and help each other. That's the only way. Only way to bring an end to the suffering of the world is, you know, learn to feel kindness and compassion in yourself. Learn and try to help others to generate that loving kindness, compassion, and the sense of, you know, one wishing to help and serve each other. And if this becomes the attitude, becomes the personality, becomes the way people do things, the world will be freed from all kind of sufferings and pain and problem, and we can create a true heaven on earth. It's not impossible, although it is very difficult, because people don't understand this. And therefore, you know, if I try to do it myself, that much, if I am a little bit more kinder, a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more, you know, understand the sufferings of others and do something to contribute to the elevation of the problems and sufferings of others and have a little bit sense of serving them or helping them or, you know, even if it is nothing much, but just saying a very, you know, some kind words or just some expression of, you know, understanding and support, that itself is also contributing towards that. However small, however big, however, you know, insignificant, that is a contribution towards, you know, getting rid of the world's sufferings. So because of that, I should be doing this. I should be serving beings. I should be kind and compassionate. I should not retaliate and become angry and hateful and, you know, have ill will to anybody. And even if they are, you know, harming me and they are doing all kind of negative things towards me, I should not do the same in return, but the opposite. Even if that wouldn't change them, even if it wouldn't change them, most of the time it will change them also. So that's the 127. And then I'll come to the last, which is, you know, the conclusion. So, Sanjin Guli Shungani Mao Sumji in Jutashu, Sendin in the Pachento, Dotto, Shinji, Ji Manton, Kunse, Zupin, Zisoto, Neme Pato, Topai, Shindu Yirin, Sovato, Collision with Digito, Shunjis and Bishop Alan Jupal, Zubatem Bahishawat, Liu Tubao. So, this is the last. Two stanzas, I think it seems. No need to mention future Buddhahood. This is 133. Stanza number 133. No need to mention future Buddhahood. Achieved through bringing happiness to beings. How can I not see the glory, fame, and pleasure even this life will likewise come. You know, I think this, maybe I have already read through, but you know, bringing happiness to all the sentient beings, serving all the sentient beings, or any sentient being in that case, I can't do all at the same time, but any sentient beings, good beings, you know, not so good beings, even very harmful, negative beings, if I try to help them, if I try to be kind and compassionate towards them, all these kind of things, difficult beings, nice beings, kind beings, of course it will, my kindness, my compassion will bring me to Buddhahood. That's nothing to mention, but also this, I'm being kind and compassionate and patient, will bring myself in this very life, you know, glory, fame, and pleasure. You know the story of the first king. There is a story in India that how did the first king happened in the world? It is said that, you know, there was one time when, you know, nobody had any properties of its own. They just, you know, lived, they just plucked fruits and whatever was growing around. And then, you know, ate that and then they lived happily with that. But then people started to become a little bit more, you know, more needy, or maybe you can say more anyway, what they did was people started to hoard, you know. Some people start to pluck lots of, you know, fruits and whatever there, to, you know, and then hoarded them, put, you know, in there, and then they kind of used when all this was gone, and so some people who were more lazy, who were not thinking too much in the future, were very destitute. You know, at a certain season, and they were having problems. You know, the problems to eat and drink, and because of that, then they were trying to steal or they were trying to rob from others. So they saw that this is not right, this should not be. So then they said, no, we should not do like this. We should divide the land into, you know, each person should have their own kind of piece of land. And then whatever is growing there, they can themselves take it whenever they want, and then they'll use that, and so they don't have to steal from others, and others don't have to, you know, hoard so much. So they agreed on that, but then they had to find somebody who is, you know, trusted by everybody to kind of divide the lands in the most impartial way. So they all were looking, and then there was one person, very truthful, very honest, very impartial, you know, very nice person, very good person. So everybody went and asked him to do this for them. So he agreed, and he did the job, and he did it very nicely. He really divided all the land to all the people in that group in a very good way. Nobody had any complaint. Everybody was very happy and completely satisfied. But at the end, they found out that actually he forgot to give any portion to himself. He was so much involved in, you know, trying to give everybody a right proportion or, you know, the good portion, that he forgot about himself. So he himself had no part. There was nothing left for himself. No land was left for himself. So when the people found that, then they said, no, this is not possible. You should have your part also. You should have. He said, okay, well, I am just, it doesn't matter. It's okay, I will somehow manage. So they all, you know, when the seasons came, and when the flowers came, or fruits came, or vegetables came, or crops developed, everybody decided to take a small piece from themselves, small portion from themselves, and give it to him. So that, you know, actually at the end, he had the biggest portion, because everybody gave him little things, you know, whatever from their own things. So actually he had the most, he had more every year than anybody had in their own portion. And then they all asked him to be their kind of leader and their, you know, try to guide them, try to mediate any problems and, you know, things like that. And then, so that's why he became the king, Mangkur. Mangkur means respected by many. That was the first king, the king Mangkur. And also this, you know, people giving a small portion of them, this later on became tax. So therefore, you know, even at that level, you know, the great beings, glorious beings, famous, all because they actually have the welfare of other people, so they become like that. For patience is samsara in samsara. For patience in samsara brings such things as beauty, health, and good renown. Its fruit is great longevity, the vast contentment of a universal king. So this is the last stanza. It says that, you know, because of the patience, you know, there are lots of stories that, you know, if somebody is really beautiful, with good health, and have everything goes well, and lives long, and all these things, and great, you know, become very, very famous, and very, you know, that people, everybody likes him, and it's a result of a good